Anything that leads to sin must be put away. One sin cherished is sufficient to degrade the character and mislead others. If the foot or the hand would be cut off, or even the eye be plucked out, to save the body from death, how earnest should we be to put away sin that brings death to the soul? In the ritual service, salt was added to every sacrifice. This, like the offering of incense, signified that only the righteousness of Christ could make the service acceptable to God. Referring to this, Jesus said, "Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another." All must receive the saving salt, the righteousness of our Savior. Then they become the salt of the earth, restraining evil among men, as salt preserves from corruption. But if the salt has lost its savor, the life can exert no saving influence on the world. Jesus says, "You must be partakers of my grace, in order to be a savor of life unto life." Then there will be no rivalry, no self-seeking, no desire for the highest place. When we see Jesus, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, working to save the lost, slighted, scorned, driven from city to city till his mission was accomplished, when we behold him in Gethsemane, sweating great drops of blood, and on the cross dying in agony, when we see this, self will no longer clamor to be recognized. We shall rejoice to bear the cross after Jesus, to endure trial, shame, or persecution for his sake. No soul who believes in Christ is to be lightly esteemed. By all that has given us advantage over another, education, refinement, nobility of character, religious experience, we are in debt to those less favored. If we are strong, we are to stay up the hands of the weak. Angels are ever present with those who have the hardest battle with self to fight, who have many objectionable traits of character, and whose surroundings are the most discouraging. And in this ministry, Christ's true followers will cooperate. "What do you think?" said Jesus. "If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly, I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." RSV.